We're joined by the author of From Kasi to Kapa, Umatete Angelina Seoka. Welcome to Rise FM.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. Thank you for the call.
And thank you so much for joining us. From Kasi to Kapa, I love the title. Tell us the idea or the inspiration behind this book.
From Kasi to Kapa was inspired by my move from the township to Cape Town. I mean, I've had quite an interesting journey as to how I got here. So I thought I should share with people how I got to move to Cape Town, and also, you know, just delving into the struggles that you face in the township. And eventually trying to tell people that it's possible.
Tell us about that journey to getting to Cape Town and how difficult it was for you.
The journey, I honestly speaking, I never dreamt about moving to Cape Town. I went to high school, finished high school, and unfortunately, due to finances, my life just spiraled out of control. I didn't think I was getting anywhere with my life. I couldn't go to school. I was jobless for many years, and I just hustled my way up, I guess, and just tried different jobs, you know, until one stuck, which is in telecommunications. And from then onwards, I just got a call from one of the clients that I used to work with, and they asked me if I would take the opportunity to move to Cape Town, and that's how my journey started.
And I mean, you know, you do say that the journey had its own ups and downs, which I think just correlates with life. You know, we all have our own ups and downs. But in that journey for you, how did you find or try to find the colors of life again? It's so difficult for us to kind of go into this dark hole when we're going through the ups and downs. And I mean, when you're down, you are really, really down. But how did you manage to find that color in your life again?
For me, I would say it's been books. I read a lot, and I just decided from a very long time ago that my life doesn't end where I was. And through books, I just found the inspiration just to keep trying and not to just let depression weigh me down. And it's one of the topics that I touch on in the book, depression, anxiety, you know, the feeling of hopelessness and how books transformed my life. I read a lot, and you know, you see, you live a different life when you go through different books. And I knew that the world had much more to offer for me, and I decided that I need to push, and I couldn't just allow myself to be in that down spiral role forever. So I wanted something different, and I did everything I possibly can to try and achieve that and just have a different life for myself.
Absolutely. And then with you writing the book, I mean, you know, for me, writing has to be a passion. You know, it has to be something that you genuinely want to share with people, especially if you're talking about a journey that wasn't always smooth. You are then penning down stories about yourself, your life story, that somebody else can read and relate to. What was it about this specific journey that made you want to write down a book that somebody else could read and say, well, you know what? My story may not be similar, but I'm having my own summer. I'm having my own winter right now. And that's something that I can relate to.
I think for me, as every time I go home back in Mamelodi or Nomapies, just when you see how people can be hopeless, you know, how they give up so easily. And I know it's not easy. It's not just giving up, but just accepting your circumstances because you are underprivileged and not seeing that there could be better out there. That inspired me to say, you know what, everybody always asked me from home, like, how did you get to where you are? I mean, we saw you growing up. We saw the struggles you've been through, but how did you end up getting out? And I thought, you know what, maybe it's time for me to write down this journey, you know, just to share that. We might come from different circumstances, but there is always light at the end of the tunnel. The road we take might be different, but it's doable. So I guess that's what inspired me throughout the process of writing. Also, just reminding myself of where I come from. I think that was very important for me to say, you know what, you've gone through 1, 2, 3, but look at where you are now. Mm. So you need to be proud of yourself. You know, you need something to commemorate the journey that you've been on.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, Angelina, for you to commemorate yourself, for you to kind of be certain in your journey and to look back and say, this is where I come from. Mm. I'm not ashamed of it because I know where I'm going. You have to be very certain in the woman that you are. We're celebrating Women's Month. We're also celebrating 30 years of democracy. What does it mean for a young Black woman to know who she is today?
I think it's very important to be certain of who you are, especially in this day and age that we live in. I mean, women go through quite a lot, you know. We are disadvantaged in many ways and different circumstances. And also, being a woman in tech also has taught me that if I'm not proud or I don't pride myself in who I am, I'm not going to make it in the industry. So you have to find your voice, you know. Find your voice and practice every day and tell yourself that I'm a woman of power. You know, I can overcome anything that men can do as well. And just be confident in what you're capable of and just keep pushing. And also, I think it helps when you just wake up in the morning and tell yourself that, you know what, whatever happens or whatever comes my way, today is the day. I'm going to make it.
No, absolutely. Where can we get the book for anybody who's interested?
You can get the book from me. You can send me a WhatsApp. Just send me a WhatsApp on 068-63-5227.
All right.
Or you can reach out on Facebook under the name Angelina Sioka. You can just send me a message and then I'll just explain how the process goes. The book is 250 for in-person delivery. If you're in Cape Town, we can meet up and I can hand you the book. Otherwise, you can just pay for your own method of delivery, plexi or whatever you prefer, and I will send through the book.
All right, Angelina, thank you so much for coming on to the show. Wishing you all the best. I stand to be corrected, but you are graduating now in September.
Yes, that is one of my highlights in the book. I mean, like I said, I finished matric and I had no hopes of ever going into university, and I decided in my late 20s that, you know what, I'm going to go back and I'm going to finish this degree. And I did it. Record time while working full time as well. So it's a huge accomplishment for me. I'm graduating on the 18th of September and I'm looking forward to it.
A big, big congratulations to you. People never really take how serious and they don't know how difficult it is to work and study at the same time. It's not a joke. So a big, big congratulations to you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
And thank you for coming onto the show.
Thank you. It's been great. Thank you so much.
It's been a great, great one. We love it. We love hearing these stories, especially on Women's Month, right? Here's Victoria Monet. This one's called On My Mama. It's Rise FM.